Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Your name once again, Tara?
My name is Kyra.
Tyler. Okay, Tyler.
I'm sorry.
Tyler, I have a charge been put on my credit card. I don't know what this company is about. Tell me about it.
We are a third-party customer service call center, so we represent several different companies. If you would like for me to further assist you, you can provide me with your zip code.
Okay. 75701.
You stated 75701, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Your first and last name, sir?
Jack Houts, H-O-U-T-S.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
Jack Houts, H-O-U-T-S.
Okay, one second. Okay. How much does it state that you're being billed, sir?
My charge was $49.97 on my credit card, and I do not want this service, and I would like you to take it off of my credit card.
Okay. Well, I'm not seeing any orders here available with the name that you're providing me with. Could it be listed under anyone else?
No, ma'am. It's under my name, Jack Houts, H-O-U-T-S.
Yes, sir. I'm aware. I've put that information in, and I'm informing you we have no orders available with that information you're providing me with. Do you perhaps to have access to the billing or the card that's being billed?
Now, do you have my phone number? Look it up by my phone number.
Somebody I have, sir. The number that you contacted us in with?
What phone number you have?
The number that you contacted us in with, the 903-574-6463?
I have no idea who this is I'm talking to. And you can't take this off my credit card?
I would have to access an account. I stated if you have access to the card that's being billed with you.
No, you didn't order that.
And that's what I'm telling her. I didn't order this, ma'am. I don't know how anybody got my credit card number.
Yes, sir. That's why I'm informing you. I understand you're stating that you did not place an order. So if anyone did use your card, I can try to access an account through the first six and the last four. That's what I'm stating.
What's the last bit that you were telling me?
The first six and the last four.
The first six and the last four?
Yes, sir, so that I can try to access an account and further assist you.
That's giving you my whole credit card.
No, sir, that's the first six and the last four.
Well, that's just short of all my credit card. I don't know what to do. My credit card has been charged, and I just want this taken off my credit card.
Okay. Well, I'm not able to further assist you if I cannot access an account.
Okay. 5285. 56. And the last four, 0171.
Okay. Would it be under Anita House?
Yes, under Anita House.
Yes, sir. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify the customer's shipping address?
Probably box 114, Bethany, Oklahoma is her address.
Okay. We have the customer here previously paid the postage, signing up for the Ultra Bar, paying the $7.45 to receive it.
Okay, what was that now? I'm sorry.
The customer paid the $7.45 to receive one of the Ultra Bars.
Oh, Ultra Bar?
I'm sorry?
Oh, she received paid postage to receive an Ultra Bar, you say?
Yes, sir.
Well, where does the $49.97 come in? I don't know. I don't even know. And did you order a multi bar on the 26th?
I didn't.
No, I didn't order anything.
Okay, we have the customer here. Resulting signing up, they have her ping the shopping membership fee to the subscription of the store that sponsors the free gift. Does the customer recall placing an order for the Ultra Bar?
So can you take it off of my account? I don't want that support of service, whatever it is.
Does the customer recall signing up for that item, sir?
Ann, would you come talk to her?
I've been signed up on my credit card for Maximum Confidence, and I don't have any idea what that is.
Hello, this is Anita.
Yes, ma'am. Do you recall paying the $7.45 signing up for the Ultra Bar?
Spell that word. I don't understand what you're saying.
Ultra Bar, U-L-T-R-A-B-A-R.
What's it for?
You may receive the survey, signing up, paying the postage of the $7.45 for the gadget.
Well, I've never contacted anybody about anything like that. What is an Ultra Bar?
Yes, ma'am. It's not anything that you would contact. It's an online survey that would have had to been completed prior to signing up for the item. It's basically one of the items from the gadget store.
I don't know anything about
that. The energy saver?
Oh, energy saver?
Yes, ma'am.
I got that.
Okay. So you recall signing up for that item?
I got the. Jack ordered it for me, the energy saver. Yeah, I got that. But I didn't take any kind of if they asked for some kind of I don't know what they may have asked for. I didn't take part in any kind of survey for that. Now, it seems like I might have taken a survey with something from Walmart some time ago, but it wasn't anything about an Ultra Saver.
Okay. Prior to signing up for that item, they have you here paying the shopping membership fee subscription to the store as well.
Oh, no. My goodness, no. Absolutely not. Okay, let me just tell you, whatever is on there, it's a fraudulent process. What do I do to get all of that taken off of the record?
Okay, well, as the information here is valid, I'm able to go ahead and get this account canceled. And far as the charge, I'm able to issue a courtesy credit of 35%.
35% of what? How much?
Of the $49.97.
Well, how about the whole thing?
The most that will be issued is 50%, as it was listed into the terms prior to signing up for the free gift.
Where was that listed?
Into the terms and conditions agreeing to check out.
Well, I tell you what, it's a crooked, fraudulent way of dealing with a customer. I would like to know the name and number and the person in charge that I could talk to about this.
The customer, the number that you contacted, ma'am, that's the customer service number. The name of the website that we have you here for signing up for that item is hotconsumerdeals.com.
Consumers, what?
Hotconsumerdeals.com.
H-O-T, is that what you're saying? You're,
yes, ma'am.
Through Hot Consumers?
Hotconsumerdeals.com.
Deals.com. Well, see, I never saw any of that on the computer. They must have put it up later. I would never have done anything like that. I'm a very discretionary person. I don't get involved in those kind of things. Again, tell me, who is above you in your company that I could talk with? And it's not that I don't want to talk to you. It's that I know that you don't have the authority that somebody at the ladder would help. Who would that be?
We all follow the same protocol here, ma'am, so you would be informed on the same information.
Who writes your check?
I'm sorry?
Who writes your check?
That information is not provided to customers, ma'am.
Well, you've got to have somebody in your company that you could refer me to that has a lot more power than your position, and I'm not talking you down at all. I just have worked in the public, and I know what my responsibilities legally are, and I couldn't go over a certain line. I would have to refer to someone above me with more power. I'm looking for that person.
Ma'am, you can hold one moment while your information gets transferred.
Thank you. Now, how much are they saying we owe?
It's $49.97. She's willing to take 50% off.
And what was that for?
That's for that gadget that you got for free and paid postage on.
What gadget?
That gadget you plug in the wall.
Hello.
No, that cost me. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm proceeding to get your information transferred.
Okay. Thank you very much. You've been very kind. That thing costs money.
Huh?
That costs money.
Well, you did what that you got it.
Okay, ma'am. I do want to thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day. You'll be put on a brief hold so that someone can further assist you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell her to take the 50% off of the ticket.
And what?